I think she's my better half and better preaching than me, you know. She preaches very well in India, in the Telugu language. But good to see you all, and how are you all doing? And we are one body in Christ, you know that, you know. I used to sing this song when I went to America for the seminar, like 1 year. I used to sing this song all the time. Though we are many, we are one body. We are one body in Christ. Though we are many, we are one body. We are one body in Christ. One faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, binding us together in one cause. One hope in one God, one Father over all. Though we are many, we are one body. We are one body in Christ. We are one family in Christ. Amen. That's, I like that song all the time. We are one family. We're serving one God, you know. We are different, but we are one God, one faith, one spirit. And God always speaks to us different ways. 2 days ago, we came to Stavanger after my 16 years. And I came to first time in 1998. And this long ago, almost 16 years ago. And after that, I'm praying, God, if I go to Norway, I'll go with my wife, not myself. And I'm waiting for that God's direction and God's call. And finally, Arkin and Sister Yorin and they're all team members. They're inviting me to come to the Julie Miss, the celebrations. We really enjoyed. And the first we arrived here, God spoke to me, love of God, you know, through Brother Magna and Helga. They came to airport and pick us up. And that night we went to Stefana and Maria, their house, and we spending time. And the next day we went to around Maria, drove through all the Stavanger. You know, we like it, and after we go to our Prasad and Anusha place, and Prasad and Anusha cooked me very good biryani, mutton lamb biryani. We enjoyed it, and after that night, and again we go to hotel, and first time we order the dinner, you know, Norwegian dinner in the hotel. That's choosing very hard to choose that what we're going to eat, you know. It's a different, but we order, I think, what is that, salmon fish and the turkey, you know, the first time we tried that, and we enjoyed. Thank you very much for your love. God speak through us today. Our guys is worshiping very well. The Spirit of God came to this place. I can tell this church going to be blessed in the coming days. Because wherever we go, God spoke to me, wherever you go, I bless the people. Wherever you go, I do the miracles in that places. And that's why we came here and we're praying for you, and God is going to bless this church and the Orkin ministry and the Christensen church and all. And I would like to sing a song in Telugu. Maybe you like it. And this song talks about Jerusalem. If you pray for Jerusalem, you're going to be blessed. You know that, you know. And we love you, Jerusalem. And we pray for you, Jerusalem. The song tells about the recorded in Israel, that song. And we wrote that song, one of our pastor. And that's a good song. Just you can watch.
యెరూషలేమ యెరూషలేమ దేవుని పట్టణమా, యెరూషలేమ యెరూషలేమ దేవుని పట్టణమా. నీ క్షేమమే మాకు సంక్షేమమా, నీ వర్ధిల్లతయే మా వరమా. నీ క్షేమమే మాకు సంక్షేమమా, నీ వర్ధిల్లతయే మా వరమా. షాలోమ్ యెరూషలేమా, మేము నిన్ను ప్రేమించుచున్నాము. షాలోమ్ యెరూషలేమా, మేము నిన్ను ప్రేమించుచున్నాము. పరిశుద్ధ రాజ్యముగా నీవు స్థాపించబడినావు, దేవుని నివాస స్థలముగానే పేరు పొందావు. పరిశుద్ధ రాజ్యముగా నీవు స్థాపించబడినావు, దేవుని నివాస స్థలముగానే పేరు పొందావు. అవిధేయతతో వైభవమంత కోల్పోయినావు, అయినను వాత్సల్యముతో తిరిగి నిమ్మించబడినావు. అవిధేయతతో వైభవమంత కోల్పోయినావు, అయినను వాత్సల్యముతో తిరిగి నిర్మించబడినావు.
షాలోమ్.
షాలోమ్ యెరూషలేమా, మేము నిన్ను ప్రేమించుచున్నాము. షాలోమ్ యెరూషలేమా, మేము నిన్ను ప్రేమించుచున్నాము.
Pastor Moses. All the church members, this is our second trip, and two times we went to Israel. Amen.
Ettaina parvata samudayam nee chuttu unnatlu, nammina varandari chuttu ప్రభువే ఉన్నాడు. ఎత్తైన పర్వత సముదాయం నీ చుట్టూ ఉన్నట్లు, నమ్మిన వారందరి చుట్టూ ప్రభువే ఉన్నాడు. మా పాదములు నీ గుమ్మములో నిలిచి ఉండుట, తరగని స్వాస్థ్యము మాకు నిత్య సంతోష కారణము. మా పాదములు నీ గుమ్మములో నిలిచియుండుట, తరగని స్వాస్థ్యము మాకు నిత్య సంతోష కారణము.
Come on everybody, Shalom. You can clap, you can sing.
యెరూషలేమా, మేము నిన్ను ప్రేమించుచున్నాము. షాలోమ్ యెరూషలేమా, మేము నిన్ను ప్రేమించుచున్నాము. యెరూషలేమా యెరూషలేమా దేవుని పట్టణమా, యెరూషలేమా యెరూషలేమా దేవుని పట్టణమా. నీ క్షేమమే మాకు సంక్షేమమా, నీ వర్ధిల్లతయే మా వరమా. నీ క్షేమమే మాకు సంక్షేమమా, నీ వర్ధిల్లతయే మా వరమా.
Yeah, that's thank you. Yes, I want to show you just one verse actually, no one in that song, but Tregwe, Pastor Tregwe, he likes the Jerusalem. Anyway, he's the part of that Jerusalem ministry, you know. That's why I want to sing all song. Okay, I would like to share a few words and in the Bible, Genesis chapter 22. That the message today is the title of this message is the greatest test of all. The greatest test of all. An inscription on a cathedral clock reads, I would like to share that, when as a child, I laughed and wept, but the time crept, they says. And when as a youth, I dreamed and talked, and the time walked. When I became a full-grown man, the time ran. And later, as I older grew, time flew. And soon I shall find, while traveling on, time gone. This, when I read this, this is very meaningful, you know. The time is more important. And also the testing in our lives, the greatest test of all. As the age of 75, Abraham enrolled in the school of faith. You know that we're learning through all years. Now he was over 100 years, and he was still having soul-stretching experiences in his life. When I see some people, like in the ministry, many years, like 75 years, maybe 60 years, 50 years, they always soul-stretching experiences they have. And we are never too old to face new challenges in our lives. The challenges is always fight new battles and learn new truths. And when we stop learning, we stop growing, you know that. That's in our lives. And when we stop growing, we stop living. And also, and the first 40 years of life give us a next, like in Abraham and in his life, we can see many, many experiences in his life. And Genesis 22nd records the greatest test that Abraham ever faced. In his life, many tests came in his life. But he's in the school of faith. But true, he also presents a beautiful picture of Lord's sacrifice at Calvary. This one. But the main lesson is obedient faith that overcomes in the trials of life. That's the most important. Abraham teaches us how to face and handle the tests of life to the glory of God. I would like to share, Abraham going to share actually, his life I'm sharing. Considered five simple instructions he is teaching us today. And first one, he is talks about expect tests from God. You know that read the Genesis chapter 22, 1 and 2, verse says, in the school of faith, we must have occasional tests. We don't know. We're facing a lot of challenges and tests in our life, but we will never know where we are spiritually. Abraham had his share of tests right from the beginning. First, if you go to read in his life, you know, so many scriptures, all the scriptures like Genesis 11, 27 to 12, 5. If you go to read it all, you don't need to read all, but you can see that first was the family test. You know, expecting tests from God. First, we're facing family tests in our lives. And this was following by the famine test also. You know that 12th chapter, Genesis 10 to 13, 4, they says the famine test. You know that which Abraham failed because he doubted God and went down to Egypt for help. You know that's happening in his life. But he also passed the fight test when he defeated the kings, Genesis chapter 14. And also fortune test, they says You know that the family test and fellowship famine test and also the fight test. And also he said the fellowship test. Once back to the land, Abraham passed the fellowship test when he gave the lot, you know, his brother's son, Lot, first choice is using the pasture land. You know, these all the tests in our lives. And finally, but he failed the fatherhood test also. When you read that, you know, in the Genesis chapter 16, and when Sarah got impatient with God and suggested that Abraham have a child by Hagar, when the time came to send Ishmael away, and he failed in that test actually. But Abraham passed the farewell test, and these are all the tests in our lives. But one thing I would like to share, the tests expecting, you know, you need to expecting tests from God. We never know in the life. And the temptations are used by the devil to bring out of the worst. But the trials and tests are used by the Holy Spirit to bring the best in us. Amen. That's the most important, you know. That's 1 to 6. If you read, the temptation seems logically, while trial seems very unreasonable. But why would God give Abraham a son and then ask Abraham to kill him? You know, that is a test. We never know. And all the believers face similar temptation to sin. But not all believers experience the same trials of faith. You know that everyone have a different tests and different temptations and different trials in our lives. And also that God never asked Abraham. Why? Because he asking many things here. If God testing or tailor-made for each child of God, he says. And that everyone have a different test coming. Maybe different temptations, different trials in our lives. But in the sense, it a compliment when God sends a test, it shows God wants to promise to us in the school of faith. You know, he always, don't worry about that. When the test's coming, you know, when the trial's coming and a sickness and maybe pains in our life. But he always help us. Life is difficult. One psychiatrist, M. Scott Peake, once we truly know that life is difficult, once we truly understand it, accept it, and then life is no longer difficult. But we need to expect the trials from God, because the Christian life is not easy. Because of not easy, but if you belong to God, if you born again, you accept Jesus in your life, but easy, you can pass the tests. That's why expecting tests from God. Okay? The second one, I need to 5 instructions. You know, number one is tests from God. Expecting tests from God. And second one, when Abraham asked Abraham to kill him, and what happened? Focus on promises. If you read 22 chapter Genesis 3 to 5, you can understand that. Focus on promises, not explanations. We always explanations, you know, reasons. We always asking reason, explanations. We talk too much. But you need to pray much and talk little. That's always help us, you know, healthy. In the commencement of the spiritual life, wrote to French mystic, he wrote, our hardest task is the bear with our neighbor. It's a progress with ourselves, and it end with God, they say. Our faith is not really tested until God asks us to bear what seems unbearable. You know that. And our what seems unreasonable and the expect that seems impossible. That's why he said, whether you look at Joseph in prison, you know that some experiences, the Joseph in prison, Moses and Israel at the Red Sea, and David in the cave, and Jesus at Calvary. And the lessons is the same. We live by promises, not by explanations. Repeat after me. We live by promises, not by explanations. The promises always, you know, God has a great plan in our lives. Consider how unreasonable God's request was. Isaac was Abraham's only son, and the further the covenant rested in him. Isaac was a miracle child, the gift of God to Abraham and Sarah in the response to their faith. And Abraham and Sarah loved Isaac very much and had built their whole future around him. You know that our children are our future. If we're raising in the children home, we're always expecting something from, you know, them. They are the future. Whatever we're serving, whatever we're doing. You know, that's the most important. When God asked Abraham to offer his son, he was testing Abraham's faith, hope, and love. And it took like God was wiping out everything Abraham's and Sarah had lived for. You know, always testing, you know, tests coming to Abraham's faith. He was testing Abraham's faith and hope and love. Sometimes we have faith in God and hope in God. We love God, but sometimes we love our families. We love our what we have, but sometimes that testing's coming in our life. Because of only God's, he was testing Abraham's faith only. That's, he's not doing any harm. You know that. Abraham believed that. I believe that because I came from many trials and many testings in my life. But now I know if any test coming in my life, if any trials coming in my life, I don't care because of I have promise. Yeah, our God is with us. God is with me. He leads me. He loves me. He encourages me. He helped me. That's why when God, when God sends a trial to us, our first response is usually, why, Lord? Why this happened? And then, why me? Right away, we want God to give us explanations. Don't say explanations. Just remember the promises. God gave him the son. Because of the promises all will. God, you know, this promise is going to be to everyone now. God created Adam and Eve after they sinned. But after that, God promised to bless this generation. And it started with Abraham, only the father of all nations. That's why he said, when God asked to offer his son, of course, we know that God has reason for sending tests. You know that, the reasons. Perhaps to purify our faith, 1 Peter chapter 1, 6 to 9, purifying our faith. You know, something tests coming. And second, perfect our character. That's important, you know. And when God has reason for sending tests, perhaps perfect our character also. This one in James chapter 1, 1 to 4. Or even to protect us from sin. That's the most important. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, 7 to 10 also. But we fail to see how these things apply to us. The fact that we ask the Father for explanation suggests that we may not know ourselves as we should or God as we should. Abraham heard God's word and immediately obeyed by faith. He knew that God's will never contradict promises. So he held on to the promise, in Isaac shall the seed be called. I like this verse. In 21 chapter 12 is, in Isaac shall the seed be called. The seed is the most important. Abraham believed that even if God allowed him to slay his son, he could raise Isaac from the dead. He believed that. See, that is important. That is say Hebrew chapter 11, he says. And I would like to say the third one, you know, before that, it has been pointed out Abraham believed God and obeyed him when he did not know where You can remember, when he did not know when he did not know how, and when he did not know why. These are all a lot of questions in our lives, you know. But the third one is, first one is expecting tests from God. Focus on promises, not explanations. And third one, depend on God's provision. This is very important. Chapter 22, 6 to 14, he says, two statement reveals the, emphasize this passage. God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. When they sang that song, Lamb of God, you know. That's God's promise here. Under Jehovah Jireh, verse 22, chapter 8, verse says, Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will see to it. You know, and also, that is the Lord will provide. You know, there's so many meanings here. And also, in that the Lord, as he climbed Mount Moriah with his son, Abraham was confident that God would meet every need. That's why we need to believe God. We need to obey God's word. And we need to love God. And also here, we thank God for friends and family members who can help us carry our burden sometimes. You know, this is a family. The church means the family of God. We need one another. We pray each other, help each other, love each other. That's a, but there are some trials in life that we must face alone. That's only shows our faith only. We can help with money. Sometimes we can help with praying. We can help with something, ideas. But the tests coming to themselves, they have to faith in God. Not in the people. Sometimes we believe money. We believe sometimes people. We trust these worldly things. But we have to trust in God. That is most important. That's what depend on God's provision. That's the most important. God is never late. How does God provide for us? In the way or usually quite natural, God did not send an angel with the sacrifices. He simply allowed a ram to get caught in the bush at the time when Abraham needed, and in a place where Abraham could get his hands on it. See? That's a provision, God's provision. If we, you know that Norwegian people, they're climbing the mountains. I want to do, but not this time, I think, maybe next time. I want to exercise a little bit. I want to slim myself a little bit. I can't walk now, this kind of body now. But I like to climb that, you know. We have mountains in Vijayawada. I took sometimes with all my Bible college students to climb there, you know, all the way to mountain top. That's why this side, Abraham and Isaac, they're climbing the mountain this side. Other side of the mountain, you don't know. What, you didn't see other side. But I think God provide the ram other side. Then the ram walking to other side. And Abraham and Isaac walking this side, you know. He had the God's provision always. All Abraham needed was an animal. So God did not send a whole flock of sheep. To whom does God give his provision? To those who trust him and obey him instructions. When we are doing the will of God, we have the right to expect the provision of God. A decision in the first church, when you need to understand this. When God's works is done in God's way, please remember, friends, when God's works is done in God's way, it will not lack God's support. That is the most important. That's why we're really happy about that. We're doing the ministry in India, raising the children and doing the Bible college, training the young people for the pastors, you know, and all the helping the pastors and the soul winning in India. And that's why God is not obligated to bless my ideas of project, but he is obligated to support his work if it is done in his way. That's the most important. I would like to stop maybe other ones. You need to pray like that. Seek to glorify Christ in the times of testing. I would like to seek to glorify Christ in the times of testing. the father and son acted together. See, that's very important. The father and son acted together. The son had to die. The son bore the burdens of sin. The son was raised from the dead. You know that these are, but and finally the fourth one, the fourth instruction, Abraham, we need to learn from that. Look forward to what God has for you. Genesis chapter 22, 15 to 24 says, look forward to what God has for you. He has a great plan. There is always afterwards to the test of life, because God never wastes the suffering. You know that, but he knoweth the way of the take when he had tested me. I shall come forth a gold. You know, a lot of scriptures in this, we can read that. God gave Isaac to Abraham, to listen to this, and Abraham gave Isaac back to God. We must be careful that God's gift do not take the place of the giver. You know that, you know? And finally, the fifth instruction, he says, God gave Abraham new assurance. Chapter 22, 16 to 18. He says, he had heard these promises before, but now they took on fresh new meaning. Charles Spurgeon used to say that promise of God never shine brighter than in the furnace of affliction. What two men did on the lonely altar would one day bring blessing to the whole world. Abraham also learned a new name for God. He learned new name. As we have seen, Jehovah Jireh means the Lord will see in. The Lord will see to it. And that means provide. The Jewish temple was built on the Mount Moriah, and during the Lord's earthly ministry, he was seen there. Says that's a prophecy. You can see the prophecy here also. He was the true Lamb of God, providing by God to die for the sins of this world. I would like to stop here. One thing I would like to say before that. Finally, please listen to this. Abraham came away from this trial with a deeper love for the Lord. Amen. Deeper love. That's the most important. Jesus tells us about this deeper love in John chapter 14, 21 to 24. The love of God. That's why these things, you understand that the instructions from Abraham. He learned that. I learned that. You need to learn, and may God bless you when the test coming, faith in God. And expecting and the stay focus on promises, not explanations. Not explanations. And the third one, I think, they says here, you remember that. The third one is, and depend on God's provision. That's important. And the fourth one is, tells about here, look forward what God has for you. I'm looking forward. I want to do more for God. You know, we want to do the children's ministry in India, and also Bible school, and we want to start the school also for the children, for the church member children, and maybe the children home children. And please pray for us. And we're expecting things like this. And also our city going to be capital city. Andhra Pradesh city in Vijayawada going to be capital. So many people coming to that town. And we're looking forward to see you again. Or maybe you come to India. Or maybe we'll come back again. And may God richly bless you. Thank you for your prayers. And thank you for your help. And thank you for your listening my word. Here is Pastor.